Well, she doesn't wear a bonnet or travel in a covered wagon, but a pioneer she is. 2021 KWCA D2 Wrestler of the Year and the Trisha Saunders Award for the state of Kansas, Jordan Connect has been on the wrestling circuit since her youth days in Paola. She was among a small group of the first girls state champion for Kansas in recorded history and repeated as a senior in 2021. She is now off to college at Dixie State in St. George, Utah. Before we get to Jordan, I caught up with Darvin Willard, her high school coach, for a few comments. Coach Willard, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That in an article after the state tournament last spring, you commented that Jordan Connect was the face of girls wrestling in Kansas. With her involvement from the youth level on and the success that she had with the boys program and a perfect 66-0 record during the first 2 years of girls sanctioned wrestling, I'm not sure anyone could argue your point. What do you think of most when you reflect on her career at Paola?
You know, it's kind of one for the books. Some of the things she did is kind of, you know, remarkable. You know, she goes there, she's a freshman, and she wins a Frontier League title against the boys in the boys division. Kind of some things didn't go our way during the regional time, kind of missed weight and stuff like that, kind of girl problems and stuff like that. But, you know, once she got to the high school and it was all girls, you know, she took off. It was a little different for her, to be honest. You know, she's wrestled girls and done some stuff throughout her career, but just to do it every weekend and every weekend to do it like that, she kind of took on the role of, she was kind of the face of the earth. Just, I mean, other girls program, just because I told her you kind of are, people are going to know you because they know you've done it since your youth. And when people think of girls wrestling in Kansas, they definitely think of Jordan Connect. But what she did was remarkable. Her career, especially the state tournament this past year, was really incredible. 3 matches in 57 seconds, all pinned to win a state title.
Absolutely. So she had her share of success on the regional and national level in addition to what she accomplished in Kansas. What are your thoughts as she takes her talents to the college level?
It's going to be interesting, you know. She's going to, I mean, like you said, she's had some national level competition before, so that's going to be nothing new to her, but it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be tougher competition, but she's used to doing that. So I'm anxious to really see how she does at that national level. She's competed and done it before, and I'm anxious to see what it's like training with girls all day and at that level and seeing her compete. She likes to compete, so we'll see. I'm kind of excited, though.
Paola has had a few elite girls come through the program in recent years with the likes of Brianna Douglas and Jordan. What are the expectations of the program with that kind of talent no longer in the room?
You know, we kind of got to start back to square one with some of them. We have two girls coming back, but it's going to be something that, you know, we got to get the numbers up. As you can tell from some of these other state champion girls, Washburn, as long as you have the numbers, and it all comes down to having the right numbers and getting those girls to compete and getting them to buy in and letting them know what wrestling's all about. I think that's the first step, is kind of getting them engaged with wrestling and letting them know what it's all about and then go from there.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to jump on and reminisce about Jordan Connect, the 2021 D2 Wrestler of the Year and Trisha Saunders Award winner for the state of Kansas. Appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you.
With us on the line from St. George, Utah, is 2021 KWCA D2 Wrestler of the Year, Jordan Connect. Jordan, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
So wrestling's been part of your life since you were a young girl. How did you get started, and what was it about the sport that appealed to you?
I actually got started with my brother. He was wrestling at a young age, and I was always getting dragged around everywhere. And I just decided that was what I wanted to do. And then just constantly putting the work in at such a young age made me fall in love. It just was a different outlet of getting my athleticism in, and it was just more of a like a therapy in a way. It was relaxing in a way, and made me feel good.
Right. Now, I understand that you're into wakeboarding now. What other, were you into other sports, scholastic sports that were offered at the school as well, or was wrestling kind of your sole focus?
The only sports that I did at, like, through the high school was wrestling.
All right. So the timing of Acacia's announcement of sanctioning girls wrestling wasn't perfect for you, but you did have two seasons to compete and the unique perspective of competing half your career on the boys' side and half on the girls'. As you reflect on your high school career, what are your biggest takeaways?
It was quite awesome to be able to actually have, like, the half and half wrestling with girls and guys. The first year, my freshman year, was really a good year to be able to compete with the guys. And then senior and junior year with the girls, it was just, you could definitely tell the difference of the styles. And it was cool to see the girls grow so much within even just the different years.
And did you see, as you came through, did you see attitudes change or just more acceptance of the girls? Or what was that like, especially when you were having to wrestle with the guys?
I definitely saw like coaches' different attitudes change, and actually some wrestlers as well, with girls finally getting sanctioned. It was a big difference for sure. Lots of people were very against sanctioning the girls, but once they realized how helpful it was, the attitudes for sure changed to being of encouraging it.
With the explosion of girls wrestling and opportunities at the college level, you chose to travel across the state and attend Dixie State University in St. George, Utah. What led to your decisions to make Dixie State your home for the next 4+ years?
It's absolutely beautiful here. I looked into the school and saw their academics was pretty well. Their wrestling team is just on the rise. I've got a friend out here, Annika Beskow, also out from Kansas. And potentially within the next year or so, we'll be an official D1 team. So that was also a big deciding factor. Also that not only can I do the things I love, such as wrestling and continue my academics, but I'm able to do all the outdoors things that I love here.
Back to the idea that they are talking about going D1 or moving in that direction. So, you know, right now they're an NWCA club, both on the guys and girls side. So what is it like? What's the status of it? What's your practice and competition schedule look like? I mean, do you practice every day? Is your competition schedule set, or just kind of what they come up with as far as club events? Just where do things sit with them actually heading towards D1, or is it still in the talking stages?
I think we're in the action process right now. Currently, we do once a week practices until season starts up in October, until we're allowed to actually start practicing, and then we'll be every day. And then we have a full schedule. We'll be like competing around Arizona. We'll actually have some in Missouri. We'll have two in Missouri around Thanksgiving time. Missouri Valley is one of them. We're just like going around as many places as we can get. I know we have one with Colorado Mesa, I think. But it should be an exciting season.
Okay, yeah. So given that, it does sound much more legitimate than just your typical club kind of program. So it does definitely sound like you're headed in that direction to be a full varsity kind of sport. Yes. Will you be competing? And I know in NWCA, they compete in folk style, the women do, but what about are you practicing gearing towards freestyle or folk style or both, or what's that going to look like this year?
We've been doing a mix of both, but I've kind of been focusing more with freestyle during practices. I definitely don't want to fall behind and lose that training. So I've definitely been doing more freestyle training than folk style.
And just back to the idea of them going into a full varsity sport. Will that be on the guys' side as well?
Yes.
Okay, so they're looking to bring both programs on. I see. Okay, so you're a pretty good student and you have a variety of interests. Do you think wrestling will always be part of your life, or do you see yourself kind of moving away and moving in a different direction from wrestling eventually?
I definitely think wrestling will always be a part of my life in one way or form, since it has since I was so little. I think that I will definitely continue to do something with it. Not quite sure yet what. But I definitely will. I think that it might be there still.
So, Jordan, in addition to getting the D2 Wrestler of the Year award, you've also been awarded the Trisha Saunders Award, which essentially is the overall Wrestler of the Year for the state of Kansas. Trisha Saunders for the female side, and of course Dave Schultz on the male side. So, tell us, what does that mean to you to be awarded, the D2 award, and again, the overall Trish Saunders award for the state of Kansas for 2021?
I'm very thankful. It really shows the work I've put in all these years. It's really exciting to like be acknowledged for what I've done and work I've put in. So it's really a big honor to achieve both of those.
Absolutely. And I should mention that you had nearly 100 wins in your career, and that's both, wrestling exclusively with the guys and the girls, and you were 66 and 0 the last 2 years when it was a sanctioned sport for the girls. So congratulations with that. So we've been visiting with 2021 KWCA D2 Wrestler of the Year and Trisha Saunders Award winner for Kansas, Jordan Connect. Jordan, thanks for taking the time to join us tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Patrick Kelly reminding you that it's the 11th hour approaching here to get your registration in for the 2021 Fritz Noor Fall Clinic. Before I sign off for today, I want to make mention of the other wrestlers of the year that I was not able to get to. Elias Craig of Valley Center was a 5A recipient. He is now enrolled at St. Cloud State University and part of the Perennial Power Program headed by former KWCA Fritz Noor Fall Clinic headliner, Coach Steve Costanzo. Hector Serratos of Andale was a 4A wrestler of the year. When the pressure was on, the three-time state champion proved that he was the guy that you want in your foxhole. The 2021 team title came down in defense of his title, and he got it done. He is now competing for the Lopers of UNK. In 3-2-1A, Hoisinson's Joshua Ball, excuse me, yes, of that Ball family, one of the first families of Kansas wrestling, has attended Barton County Community College and has moved on from athletics. With all the best, Josh, thanks for your contribution. Sarah Lake of Casey Piper was a D1 Wrestler of the Year. The two-time state champion has taken her talents to Lindenwood University, where she will compete for the D2 program. Congratulations to all of our Wrestler of the Year award winners. With that, we've come to the end of another episode. Until next time, thanks for listening.